the word for tilei tefillin to see that it was a hiding nun.
It's not a hiding nun.
It's not.
It is the same format. This is exactly the conversation I wanted to carry today, but not everybody is ready. But Emma,
wait,
you're right, because we say leha niach, זה כמו להכיר, זה כמו להגיע, זה כמו להגיד, כמו בהגדה, כן?
Yeah.
כל זה, זה נון, שתיים, שלוש. This one is unusual. And those of you who didn't purchase this book yet, this is where you're going to have to comment about it.
We have to look at the book.
So you will have to
open it.
What?
We can't just carry it with us everywhere.
No.
We have to open it.
It does come.
You know what? I just have to get over my...
You know what I'm going to do? Is I'm going to take a page of it and blow it up on my...
Maybe I should do that.
Copier and see if I can see it.
Good luck.
I mean, yeah. I know I can. I mean, I'm just being silly, but that's the night first.
Actually, the reason I did it is because you told me good luck before.
Okay, so... So we can put all of those on the same page, and then I'll stop.
So what we need to know is from the prayer book. Mashiv haruach, and you know it's some haruach noshevet tzira nosifa kesar nashav mashiv haruach. Moshiv. In your Hallel, Moshivi, Hakeret, Habayit, Em Habanim Smechash. Mo, in Hifim, Zayotshin Bet. Huh? Ve, Veshu Vitchem, to return. Mechin, Mechin. So you have Ma, the Geshporte. O, Yod, meshiv, mechin, mevin, which is a very common one.
Yeah.
No, but
that's
yod.
That's nun, shin, vav, the root up there.
Eifo.
The top.
Oh, it's the
negation.
The negation is
there.
It's the
nun.
Please
don't erase that.
But there's no negation in the shin.
Mama?
Don't erase it. Please.
Ah.
Leave it there so I can...
But you have it in your notes already.
No, but I'm going to put it in this way.
Okay. Okay.
Another.
Mashiv, mashiva ruach noreda gashem. Moshivi akeret bayit em habanim smecha. From the Hallel. Here you have a very common verb, mevin. Mechin shiurim. Hayeled mechin shiure bayit. Ve'ima mechina salat. Mechin is prepare. The ma will never change when you turn it into feminine. Mashiv, mashiva, mashivi, mashivot. Because it was supposed to be madlik, madlika, madlikim, madlikot. It just that the nun fell out, so you have the geshforte. That's all. Here, it just completely was a diphthong, and in Hebrew diphthongs move to O. So instead of Maishiv, Maishiva, okay, became Moshiv, Moshiva, Moshivi, Moshivot. Okay? And here in the Ayin Vav Yod, there was a series of movement. Okay? Instead of Mashwiv, okay, the Wa fell off. But then we never have compensation when the Ayin Vav Yod is falling. We didn't have it in Pad. Ayin Vav Yod is just regression. Okay? So there was a change of vowels to differentiate between these two. Dissimulation in sound. Sada? So two of them you have from the music pattern, and this, oh, you need to remember, peyot will repeat in all minyanim. You have nolad. Ani noladati, right? Noladati. Is that there? Okay. Uh-huh. אני רוצה... You made a huge jump. ממש. כן, בטחה, פתאום. זה בגלל שאת לומדת פה בכל הקורסים הרבה עברית. זה יופי.
אני צריכה לכתוב ג'ורנל.
בסדר, לאט לאט. גם את זה תעשי. אוקיי, בואו. אני רוצה ללמד פועל. בסדר? So this work is for next week, we need to discuss these verbs, בסדר?
And the verbs are...
Yeah, those two. נגיש.
ניגש,
ניגש.
כן, זה פעל. זה מיוחד בפעל. אוקיי? You have a sheet of special verbs. So this can go on that special. You don't know what I'm talking about? Remember I told you there are a few verbs that are special in pa'al. Haya, yachol, natan, v'chaya. Right? Haya v'chaya are similar, so you can give them one next to one another. Haya was, chaya live, yachol able to, natan gave. Okay, has right. His own special. Then you have two verbs that are acting, one like peyod, halach, that is a peyod, and lakach, that is a peynun. Okay?
Right.
So these two, so you have a special verbs for pa'al, you can have nigash now in there, because it's a funny one. Okay, but we will discuss only after you do it.
Nigash, what are those two?
Peyuds and peynuns.
Halach.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Halach is peyod.
Yeah.
You know that already.
Yeah.
We say lech, lech lecha, right?
Yeah.
Lakach, we say kach.
Right.
Like we say ten.
Right.
Peinon. Lakach behaves like peinon.
Right.
Okay. What is what you wrote below the yachal? The yachal.
Natan.
Natan, right.
Oh, good on Natan.
Okay.
And can you again read that to the way left?
Mechim?
Mechim. What you wrote to the left of Mechim, that's what...
Hayeled, you need a subject, please.
Oh, I see. Oh, it's a sentence.
Hayeled Mechim Shiurei Bayit.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
But the not... So you also want us to do the Hifil of the Naga.
Okay, okay. Okay. אמרתי, כאן משיב, משיבה, משיבים, משיבות, מושיב, מושיבה, מושיבים, משיבות, משיב או מבין. The second you move to feminine, it shortens, מבינה. מבינים. מבינות. בסדר? Unlike the other גזרות. This I will say permanent, this I will say permanent, this E, but this is short one. And because Israelis pronounce small bad shva like tzere in these verbs, everybody wrote mechina with a tzere, but it's not. Seder? Yeah, I've seen that mistake all the time. The seder.
The root for live and was are the same?
What? The root for?
Live and was.
Cha versus ha.
I can't read. Yeah, I got it. I know that. I knew that.
Thank you. It's just that our ears are lazy.
All the walls are connected, just like in a cheder. Sana? Okay. In our menorah, pa'al nif'al, taken care of. Piel, hifil, itpa'el. So what's the side? What's on the other side of piel? לא, פעל נפעל, פיאל, פועל, פועל, היפיל, פועל, היום, פיאל, פועל. The only difference between פיאל and פועל is the E versus the U.
That's true.
It is the direct, automatic, passive to פיאל. It is so automatic that you can say everything that exists in Pu'al had to live in Pi'el at one time. Anything that exists in Pi'el can automatically live in Pu'al. Okay? What happened in Pu'al, a lot of the conjugation disappeared and the participle of Pu'al is heavily used to this day as adjective.
Say that again, the participle is used as adjective.
Yes, okay. Heavily used as adjective. Okay?
Now, does that mean that when we religiously go to the 501 verbs, we won't find it in Pu'al because
it existed here?
It's sort of evaporated.
If it does not exist in Pu'al, then there was no need to it. So it didn't develop. However, you can say that anything that exists in Pu'al can potentially automatically live in Pu'al.
So we can make an adjective out of any Pu'al by applying Pu'al rules.
Tentatively. You need to know that we are not in the Academy of the Hebrew Language, we're inventing, right? So you can invent, and I can smile when you invent words in your writings, but that's going to be the limit of it, okay, if you're inventing.
But if we write,
but it's very possible that you are thinking you're inventing, and it actually already exists in the language. Okay, so how does Pu'al, we said diber for pi'el, right? So, ani dibarti al hasefer. Right? I spoke about the book, it's pi'el. So, the book was spoken about. The book is masculine, singular.
Dubar.
Exactly. So, third person, about. Third person masculine. Oops. Hasefer dubar. It was talked about.
The book was discussed.
Then,
so we'll get into this in a second. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that kind of ooh.
And it's got a
better
gesh.
Than this kind of ooh, because why is this kind of ooh? I have the gesh forte right after.
Right.
The Gesh Forte in Pu'al does the same thing that the Gesh Forte does all the time.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It has to, because that's happened in Pi'el.
Nachon. Pi'el Pu'al Hit Pa'el.
That's the way you get further.
Yeah, that's how you can do that. Okay, Dubar. Anachnu Dibarnu Al Hasoferet. We talked about the author, the female author.
Mm-hmm.
As hasoferet, female.
Dubra.
Ki anachnu rim diber dibra, right? Pay attention from Pa'al. It's haunting you guys. That the in third person, the second root letter is always shortening in the female. This you had already in Pa'al. Katav kateva. And the suffix doesn't stay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what changes is that it's pu'al, dubara.
Mm-hmm.
So she was spoken about. I dubara. Ken?
Is it the same as in the pi'el and avar? Would you say ani dubarti?
The pu'al. Ani dibarti.
Yes.
Pi'el.
That's pi'el.
Hu diber. Hi dibara. That's pi'el. When you go to pu'al, hold on a second. I'm taking care of third person, okay?
So this is feminine singular and masculine singular.
Nachon. Now, every year, we have a meeting about our students in the different programs. So, anachnu medabrim al ha-talmidim.
Right.
As ha-talmidim in the past tense, were spoken about.
We're
spoken about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you said katav katva katvu.
It's the same.
Dubar dubara duberu.
It's the same, right?
It just absolutely the suffixes are the same. Because past tense is about the suffixes.
So this is masculine plural.
So in Pa'al we had katav and then we plugged in the rest of the suffixes. We're gonna take dubar and now we're gonna plug in all the other suffixes. Once you have third person intact, because here we have a shortening, and once we have it here, we have it here, we have an extra syllable. Okay? Now we're going to take this, and we're going to take this base form, and we're going to put all the...
Okay, just one more, you want to say that one more time, that in the PL, the second letter is shortened to the shva?
In all the binyanim.
In all the binyanim.
In Pa'al, in PL, in EpiPen didn't can itlapsha. Itlapesh, itlapsha. There was shortening in Ainapol. There is always shortening when you add a syllable.
Got it. Got it.
It's
okay.
Pretonic.
Yeah, pretonic, got it.
Okay, that's a pretonic production.
Yeah.
It's only one before the stress. So it's pretonic.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now. So Dubarti, who Dubar? So now I'm going to take this music pattern and I'm going to plug it in. So Ani Dubarti, I was spoken about. Ve'ata
Dubarta.
Ve'at
Dubarti.
What kind of a dagesh is this?
That's going to be
דגש קל, בגד כפת בראש מילה. What דגש is this?
That's the fourth.
דגש פורטי.
No, it's also קל.
No.
Because
no.
It's...
זה לא מפיק, מפיק is only in head.
Yeah.
It's the one that comes out.
The דגש קל. Why? It's
definitely.
After שוונח.
Okay.
שוונח. It's so funny, it just you panic from that, because if you just relax for a second, I know the feeling. Relax for a second, you know the rules. Now, which dagesh is this one?
That's the dagesh forte.
That's the dagesh forte. That's part of the template of Pu'al.
Right.
You see? As ani dubarti ve'ata dubarta ve'at dubart, hu dubar, hi dubra, anachnu. Dubarnu. Ve'atem. ואתן, נכון, ואתן הם דוברו. אוקיי. Participles. בינוני. הווה. אוקיי, present, participle. What did we have a prefix in PL? מדבר, מדברת, מדברים, נכון? Now, you, all you have to do is to take the U from Pu'al. Me.
Medu.
Medubar. So you hear Israelis saying, Pame medubar. Can you help me? Of course I can help you. Pame medubar.
What do you want?
Yeah, no, not what you want, but what are we talking about?
Can I be helped?
What is being talked about? Like, what is, no. Somebody comes and asks you for help.
Okay.
And you say, in principle, I can help, but I do not know what you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, במה מדובר?
In
what issue is being discussed?
Yeah.
Which issue is being discussed? Oh, sorry, it's for kamatz, it's present tense. במה מדובר? Feminine. Me?
דוברה.
פה. עברית מדוברת. ערבית מדוברת.
אני לא מדברת עברית.
את לא מדברת. עברית מדוברת. Okay.
Oh, this is the different.
עברית מדוברת. It's being spoken.
Okay, so there's this nifal in here, isn't it?
No.
I mean,
no, it's a passive. You hear the passive.
I hear the passive.
It is on the passive side of the candelabra.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah, I get the candelabra. You have to.
Yeah, if you get the candelabra, then.
Yeah.
Now you need to see it.
Okay, I see.
Okay. We have pa'al, and it's passive nifal.
Right.
You had pl. Now his brother, automatic passive, pu'al. And it did not, this one, pu'al, did not develop a meaning of its own, like nifal. Pu'al got stuck there. Now mufal, in biblical Hebrew also called hof'al. Sorry.
Yeah, so outside.
He feel causative, cause things to happen, goes to automatic hufal that also didn't develop. Sedes is automatic only. Sede? So it's merely a change of vowels while you change the meaning. Okay? Medubar medubaret. Beisrael yaladim lomdim arvit medubaret bechita bet.
So that it was, would we say that one again?
בישראל ילדים לומדים ערבית מדוברת. They are learning the spoken Arabic. הם לומדים ערבית ספרותית בכיתה זין, 7th grade. אוקיי? יאסר ערפאת דיבר רק ערבית ספרותית. הוא אף פעם לא דיבר ערבית מדוברת. זה נחשב, it's considered נחשב low. כן? השפה שאנשים מדברים זאת שפה מדוברת. שייקספיר היום זאת לא אנגלית מדוברת. נכון? It's not spoken. He covered up the business, right? He covered up. He did something wrong. He covered it up, or he went to sleep. He covered himself with a blanket, or he covered somebody else. Right? Somebody else was covered.
Or it was covered. I mean, this is right. What I'm trying. I'm hearing this passive, but I'm trying to figure out.
So here. Kisa in pn, right? It's pn.
Right.
Lamed kaf sanate.
Right.
Is to cover. Lechasot. Okay. We say lechasot.
Right.
Is to cover, and it has the literal meaning of covering yourself with a blanket, covering yourself with a jacket, or covering up
something
you do not want anybody to find out. Okay? Mm-hmm. Has both all meanings. So here, kisa. So it has all the lamed yod issues, okay? We already know them. Simple as that.
Lamed yod
is the same thing.
Right.
Right?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
She knows.
Lamed hey, lamed yod is the same thing, please.
Okay.
Very important because some people will tell you. So, ha'ish kisa et hayeled.
Okay.
Bismicha. If we take cover. As hayeled. Kusa. Ha'ima, or ha'aba kisa gam et hayelda. As hayelda. Kusa. Just like whatever lamed yod did in pal is going to do the same thing. The hay turns into a tab here. Kusta. Hayeladim balaila. Kusu. Kusu. No, the tab is only the female.
Right, sorry. Kusu. Right.
Can? Kmo kanu. You see only the two root letters. You don't see the hay. And then kusu. Ani kuseti. You'll have a yod here. Just like kaniti.
Yeah,
kuseti.
Right.
Kuseti will be a. With the yod, it will not be kusiti, it will be kuseti, it will open up. Okay, so you can look it up, how it's going to act.
What I just realized, is that this is for the PL verb. If you're in pa'al, you use nifa for the passive voice.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
This is exactly what it's for.
Yeah.
Nahan.
Okay.
Now I have something else to tell you. Remember what katav is?
Yeah.
He wrote. Was it kitev? Do you remember kitev?
Yeah.
No, hichtiv is dictate. Because you call somebody else to write.
Right.
This is you.
Engrave, right? In biblical, it's classical Hebrew, engrave. Today, to CC someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
You send me emails, I don't CC anyone on your emails, right? It's private. I have a file for each one of you, it goes straight to your file. Okay? I promise. So, I'm still using kitev because Hebrew College uses emails all the time and we are CCing each other all the time. Right? So, kitev is physically doing the CC, right? So if I was CC'd,
kutavti.
I saw a copy of that letter of yours, yeah? I was CC'd on your email. I was CC'd, and you were CC'd.
So
kutavta, kutav.
Kutav is copy, right? You,
but it's specifically in the concept of
of CC
that you're not, you have been copied on something.
Yeah.
On a letter or on a note.
Okay, so now wait a moment. When you say I was copied, you would say
But not my story was copied. Well, if it was Xerox, but not my ideas were copied by the.
No, that's when we use another verb.
But my story was copied in the Xerox machine.
Yes.
Then you would
different
use
verb.
Not this. So it's very limited.
It's from photography, from imaging world.
That's a.
Tzilem, it's pi'el, tzilem, right? Tzilem. Tzulam, as ha-text, tzulam, ba-mechona.
He copied my test, not this either.
Who? That's he'etik. That's another one. He'etik from something older.
So this
he revived something older because he copied you.
So this is just getting copies.
Copy is a physical copy of a letter. Okay? Do you understand that?
Cool.
It is very cool. Mm-hmm. It is very cool, and it's the easiest part of them all. That is the important part. Now, look, in Israel, every time you write anyone, it's very important to CC someone else.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a paranoid image in the society. So there is a word called hamechutav. Or on a letter, when you do not want anybody to know, it says lamechutav bilvad.
Mm.
What do they stamp on envelopes here when they send something important that nobody else
for your eyes only?
Something
private.
Like, there is a
seal?
There is a stamp, an official stamp on envelopes that go out of lawyers' offices, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Can be opened by the addressee only or something.
By the addressee only. So what is an addressee? Mechutav. Mechutavet. Mechutavim. Mechutavot. So when you get a letter, an official letter in Israel, you always want to know who are the mechutavim.
Uh-huh.
Who are the addressees?
Who else knows
about your business? Because you, when you write an answer, you want everybody else to also be mechutav. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand how it's really neat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because they are physically not doing anything. They are just being acted upon. Okay?
And these are the adjectives. These are
They are beinoni.
Beinoni.
Beinoni. So mechutav will be the person, so it will be a noun, right? So I said it's heavily used as adjectives, but it is also, as you can see, it's a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beinoni. Shomer, shomer. The guard is guarding.
Right.
Same concept.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you to look at the verb tziva.
Who
tziva? He tzuvta. He tzuvu. Or tzuveiti. Tzuveita. Tzuveiti.
Tziva.
Tzuveinu. Tzuveitem. So they lamed yod. You see? You remember? It's a lamed hey thing. Lamed yod. Just a kaniti, kanita, kanit. The third, always the third person, then tzuva, tzuveit, tzuva, tzuvta, tzuvu. Okay? Kiddush. Sanctified, made it holy.
Kudash.
Kudsha.
Kudsha v'ritchu.
Lo. Be careful with that.
Okay, sorry, that was what popped into my head.
Mekudash. Harei at mekudeshet li. Weddings. Harei at mekudeshet li. Mekudashim, mekudashot. See that? Right here in front of you, before your eyes. But now you will see how everything like falls, like you're at a stage where everything is now is crackable. You really are. You're right a niche away from everything is possible.
Thanks, God.
Okay? So anything in PF can exist there. All right. So future, atid. Ma yesh li be'atid? Atinati.
Ed dubar.
Nachon. I will be talked about. Ani, a, du, bar.
So it's
av. It's the avut chataf patach because all the atinati in PL is shva. And a doesn't take shva, so it okay. opens up. A du bar. Ve'ata.
Tedaba.
Tedubar.
Tedubar. I hate writing those
down. Ve'at.
Tedubar. Tedubar.
Tedubari. Britonic reduction.
Do.
נכון? תכתבי.
תכתבי.
תכתוב ותכתבי. הוא?
יודבר?
יה. Pronunciation is really important. יהדובר. It needs to be on the pair four.
It's not yeah, it's yeah.
יה. יהדובר.
יהדובר. תדובר.
נכון, ותדובר. אנחנו
מדובר.
ואתם
תדברו.
הם
ידברו.
אתן הן
תדוברנה.
נכון.
תדברנה.
So I have a question,
okay.
which you may have already answered. Why do we not put a vav for the u as opposed to the kibbutz?
What's the answer to that?
I think we mentioned it before, but I missed
it.
It
has something to do with that dagesh that doubles the middle.
Oh yeah, right. The splitting the.
So okay. This is a long vowel. Sure. This is a short vowel.
Uh huh.
You have the dagesh forte.
The
dagesh forte will always be, if you look at behind the dagesh forte, you will always see the short vowel.
Okay.
Before the dagesh forte, there will always be short vowel. Unless it's a dagesh for tiferet hakriah, for the glorifying of the reading.
Okay.
Ele, hemma, henna.
Right.
Only those occasions.
So when you read unpointed text, though, will they stick in the vav to help with that pronunciation?
Good question. So unvocalized text, not in modern time. Classical Hebrew, the pu'al would look like pihel.
Yeah.
Would look like pa'al.
Yeah.
You will need to know
the context,
yeah. the sentence. You'll have to decode the sentence in terms of the meaning.
Right.
What is it telling me? Now, the more practice you get in doing it, the more automatic and faster it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because the beginning is going to be frustrating, hard, and annoying.
Yeah.
You would want to cry. I had students crying at Hebrew 5 because of that. No, it's very hard. It's frustrating. Because all the classical text is unvocalized from rabbinics.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're expected to know without vowels or without any help of modern Hebrew fillers to be able to read them. So that's why we're training you in both. See, we're training parallel all the time.
Yeah.
So you get used to it. Beseder? I have a question. It's a pure passive of piel.
Pure
passive. Will it have tzivui?
No.
Never. Will it have shem poal?
No.
It's so dependent on another one.
Mm-hmm.
Will it have shem peula?
No,
it's acted upon.
Yeah, because if you had it, it would sort of be realistic.
Poal and hofal are two binyanim that have only past, present, and future. Now, I always tell you, Metsuyan.
Metsuyan.
Metsuyan. That's a
Metsuyan. Metsuyan. She does such a good job.
So.
Metsuyan. Yeah.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Metsuyan.
Because Tsiyen is to remark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's to remark. Let's say again in Piel.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tsuyan was remarked. Or marked. So Metsuyan is remarkable.
Yeah.
Wonderful, excellent work.
So a lot of words we know.
Absolutely, you're going to start falling in here. Mitsuyan, mitsuyenet,
mitsuyenet. And it would be declined relative to whom you are speaking or the object upon which you are commenting.
The object upon.
Which is not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I have one more thing to say. Mitsuyan, for example, you need to know that mitsuyan is excellent, right? You, this is the context which we use it a lot, like an adjective, like mitsuyan, right? But it is actually a verb to mark the way, right? So when you say that the pathway in the mountain, you will never get lost because it's marked. Haderech metsuyenet or mesumenet. Simen from siman. You know we have siman?
Yeah, the signs.
Right?
Signs.
Bakasha. Hakvish suman. As hakvish mesuman. Vehaderech mesumenet.
What's
the word? Metsuyenet. What? Mesuman. Mesamen. Samet menu. From siman.
Oh, this is not mitsuyan. This is
you. This is mitsuyan. Mitsuyan, what's the root?
What?
What's the root of mitsuyan?
Tsuyan.
Tsadi, your...
Okay, you were in another word.
Yes, I went.
Tsadik yud nun. And then the to mark the way is siman.
Yeah.
I
question. We're going to move to
a
story. Are we
going to
do this? Question.
Yeah. Oh, the homework?
There's a word I just didn't understand. I couldn't figure out.
So before I go to the next thing, though. Baruch et Adonai Amvorach. Baruch Adonai Amvorach Leolam Va'ed. What's Mevorach?
One who blesses.
Is
blessed.
It's Bual, the one who is blessed. Mevorach. Now, why do we say mevo, velo mevu? Because resh, what? Dagesh forte, lengthening.
Yeah.
Right? So here is your lengthening.
Berech.
We don't say birech in Pia, right? We say berech. So it will be bo-rach, pu'al. Dagesh forte does not take aleph and resh, right?
Yep.
Aleph and resh, always compensatory lengthening. So from so, u
to o.
To o. Ha-mefo'ar. But you say meshubach. Aleinu leshabeach la'adon ha'ko, leshabeach. Leshabeach is to praise. Meshubach. Meshubach is someone, is something that's very praised. Right? The best of the best. Meshubach. Meshubachat, by the way. And you know, and remember I told you that in that there are a few rare forms of ah. You'll have them here. We had a song when we were little. Yesh li glida. Everybody knows what glida?
Yeah.
Hachi tova, hachi tova, umshubacha. Which is the feminizing of this. Umimena yeladim kukua, glida tova. So you see how they taught us the unusual, rare forms through music. We talked about achbar, achbar, isha, mer, did we, in this class? Little mouse, be careful.
Yeah.
Is about to come and catch you. All the unusual forms were in children's rhymes. That completely, it's not good enough for today's kids. But this is where they miss. Because when they learn the new forms, it's like ancient. It's not the same. It doesn't belong to us. Type of a problem. So meshubacha versus meshubachat. Both forms.
Yeah, it's just those are just ones you get to remember.
Yeah, this is the unusual ones. But as soon as you see the U with the Dagesh Forte, it needs to, like, you don't have a problem with Bible, and if you have Mishnah that is vocalized. Talmud today, you can also get a vocalized version.
Right.
Right, the issues will be with the other commentaries, like, even Rashi today you can get with vowels.
Okay.
When I grew up, it was unheard of. Rashi? What do you mean vowels? Read it. Yeah.
The font.
You changed the font.
Yeah, everything. The computers did something miraculous for everything. So I had to ask you about Tamigawah. Okay. If other things come to mind, just get excited. It's okay. It is exciting.
התרגשתי.
זה מאוד מרגש, כן? זה מאוד מרגש, אז מתרגשים? ממש כן.
Before you go on, can I ask you a question?
Okay.
About this book, but you said that we'll be using this book for what now?
I need you, Nuach.
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 For that, or for the conjugation for Nuach?
Yeah.
Wait. Nuach,
I,
what is it? Nuach.
For Nuach, I want to, this is your homework for next time.
But it is Nuach because I'm not... Why is it?
Because of lehaniach tefillin.
So you want us to do the pa'al, nifa'al?
No, wait a minute. I want you to do nuach in nifil only.
Oh, okay.
I want you to do nigash in pa'al only. And I want you to do naga in both pa'al and nifil. And if you don't have a full list of the special verbs in pa'al, that's what you need to do. And if you do have a page of special page of pa'al, then just add on nigash.
Well, I got...
you do
Natan,
have
Nagash. I didn't get after that. I can't read it.
Alright, but I don't where? Here?
Yikol, Natan, what's that after Natan?
You don't need this. You have it. Halach and Lakach. You have
it?
I happen to know what it has and doesn't have.
So you want us to do something in that one too? And those special verbs?
So you know how you have a special verb sheet? Just add the Nagash. You have the others.
Okay.
And these are on a separate sheet so we can have a conversation. Okay? You can call them talked about verbs each. Okay? Okay, בבקשה. עשר, יחידה עשר, היו שיעורים. We did all the translation of the sentences.